This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming back. He did. Been there for 13 years now. Shemaine.
See you, Jeff.
Well, without further ado, it is time, 3-2-1, to get your upset picks in at 844-326-3663. Hurricane Jeff just dropped by. He got himself an Ingles gift card as Diesel and I are live on Asheville Highway at Ingles. It's 8650 Asheville Highway, right across the street from Mountain View Prep. The Upset Picks Challenge is open, and if you're listening to the show, we need an upset pick from you at 844-326-3663. If you have dropped out or have not entered yet, let today be the day you get right back in. It's a lot of fun. It's challenging, hence the name Challenge Diesel, but it's worth it. 844-326-3663 is the way you can get your upset pick. We need your name, the game, and the spread. Perfect example on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Boomer Bill gets in and says Northwestern plus 14.5 over USC. That's Boomer Bill, his name. Northwestern, the game, plus 14.5 over USC. Northwestern is the underdog. That is exactly how you send the text in. Let's get 45 Tolo entries in this segment. Yes, that's a high number, Diesel, but I believe we can rebound and have a big, strong week with the upset picks.
Yeah, I'm just now starting to kind of look over the games and look at what I like. I didn't see a ton that jumped out at me. Like, there is a high possibility of hitting on this one and it also being worth some points. That's where this week has been a little bit difficult. But, hey, you get to week 11, you got to start swinging for the fences a little bit. I don't know that playing conservative. I would rather end with 0 points than end with, like, 8 points. Because at least then I was swinging. I was trying to make a move up. Hurricane Jeff, he's here. He hit on a big one last week.
40-plus, by the way.
Goodness gracious.
Is how many spots he moved. It was the biggest of the week.
A ton of points. I have a feeling, Cole, we're going to see more and more and more of that. And, hey, all you got to do is hit on one of those, and you're set for the remainder of the season. And if you could add a little bit here and there, it's kind of like, adjusting your strategy. It's okay to take a flyer on one every now and again. And if you hit, great. You're set up. You're there on the left-hand side of the bracket, left-hand side of the leaderboard, and then you can just start stacking little ones here and there and keep moving up.
What if Ole Miss, who plays the Citadel Saturday, and by the way, there's no spread on that game. There's no spread, so you can't pick that one. What if there's no way this happens. We saw Ole Miss do this to Furman last year, right? And it was a bloodbath, but What if there was one game a year where we said, this is the Joker. It has no spread. Because it has no spread, that means it's not going to happen.
Right.
But if you choose this game and it hits,
ooh,
all of a sudden, you catapult to what? Top 10? Instantly. Some kind of Joker. I'm looking down the list. I've got a few in mind. You said that none have jumped off the page to you yet. You've got to look closer, Diesel. If you do like this, look closer at the screen. They'll jump off to you, and you'll see which ones you can pick. You can take App State. App State's favorite. No. Did I say that right?
App State is favored.
Oh, so you can't take
Georgia Southern. But then
and
again,
that's not going to happen.
Well,
they're horrible.
So is App State. They're both terrible football teams. I almost took that one. I almost picked against my own team because I don't trust them.
Oh, man. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-326-3663. Tolos, get it in right now. If you just tuned into the show, the Upset Picks Challenge is open at 844-FAN-PHONE. That's FANFONE. We go to the phone lines where the one and only Dewey is on line one. We've also, we usually hear from Dalvin. Hopefully we'll hear from Dalvin here today. But, Dewey, do you have your upset pick?
Yes. I've been drinking beer.
Dewey,
are
you there? Can't hear you if you are.
Dewey, did you pay your phone bill?
I'm here.
Dewey.
I'm here.
John, can you check the phone line and make sure the phone line is set up correctly? Make sure that it's in utility and we can hear Dewey.
Dewey.
There he is.
There he is.
Oh.
Hey, scream it louder until you cannot scream it louder anymore. That was the best.
It sounded like an elk out in nature.
It did. Ooh. That was great. Dewey, what's up, man?
I've been drinking beer and doing some reading. And first of all, did you see that the Braves pitching coach got fired, and his first base coach got fired, and Freddy Gonzalez got fired, too? They all got fired.
You like that, don't you?
And they hired a couple of people from the Mets. I don't know if they're any good, but it's a start.
You were just bashing the hire yesterday of Walt Weiss.
Well, I give him 2 years.
Okay.
I'll only give him 2 years. But
I was surprised you're giving him two games.
No kidding.
2 games into the season next year, you're going to be calling in and saying he needs to be fired. If the Braves start 0-2, you'll be calling in and saying he needs to be fired.
Yes. I'm surprised they fired Kranix, but he has a lot of explaining to do about all his pitchers getting injured. So that he's fired and it's time to find someone else.
Hey, Dewey, real quick, before you give your upset pick. Yes, last week we put you on the spot, and we asked you to give a weather report. You did. It was fantastic. We sent it in to, what's the guy's name, Tessitore? Is it Tessitore? Not Tessitore. That's
Chris Justice?
No, the guy on the Big Weather Channel. You know who I'm talking about, the guy who is always.
Al?
No, not Al. I'm thinking of Joe Tessitore, but it's not Joe Tessitore. You know who I'm talking about, the guy that's. On the Weather Channel all the time. We sent Dewey.
Jim Cantore?
Thank you, Jim Cantore. We sent Dewey's weather report to Jim Cantore to see if they could hire Dewey. But now, Dewey, we're going to put you on the spot one more time. Can you give us a PSA? It's a public service announcement, in case you didn't know, to the Tolos out there listening on this beautiful Wednesday evening. A PSA for every single Tolo listening to get their upset pick in right now at 844-FAN-PHONE. Go.
Yes, get your upset picks in now or else you'll all be fired.
I don't know that was coming.
Dewey, you're in seventh place right now with 40 points. Let that sink into all the other Tolos. Dewey is ahead of you in the upset picks challenge.
Yay.
Not you, Leprechaun Alignment, or Kane's Transplant, or Pumpy Monkey Baby, or FU Ashley, USC Justin, or Dave Mosley, but everybody else, Dewey's in front of you. Dewey, who is your pick for this week?
I'm going for the kill this week. I'm about to be in first place because I've been doing some drinking and some reading, and I'm going with Syracuse over Miami, 28.5.
Wow. How about that?
Because Syracuse
Dewey.
got Syracuse got them last year. I think Syracuse can do it again, even though Syracuse, I think, has been sucking all year. But
well, they don't have a quarterback right now.
Carson Beck sucks, so there's a chance.
God. So, good luck to you, Dewey. Dewey was right, by the way.
Points. I'll be in first place.
Yeah, you'll probably win the whole freaking thing if you hit this. Will he be in? Is that
no,
right?
No, he would have. It's 28.5 points. That'll put him in 68.5 points. That'll put him in second place, depending on what happens with the other Tolos right there.
And Dewey, that's not good enough. Dave Mosley has 80.5 points. So if you just tuned in and you haven't played before or participated in the challenge, we're talking about these points, the standings you can find on our Facebook page and Twitter page. If the spread, the game that you pick hits, that's how many points you're allocated every single week. So it's not too late to get in. 844-326-3663.
Thanks, Dewey.
Thank you, Dewey. Give me a real quick, Diesel. Give me a
The first
one he gave, though, was...
In your face, Matt Frapp. You're going to be hiding after this defeat.
All right. Kill the phones.
Thanks,
bye,
Dewey.
That's great. Now, I will say, I laugh at Dewey because usually he's wrong. However, 28.5 points is a lot, but he was right on Miami a couple of weeks ago. So you do give him credit for that. And he has, what did you just say? He's in seventh place?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can make fun of Dewey, but maybe Dewey knows ball.
He's kicking our butts. 844-FAN-PHONE. Tolos, 844-326-3663. Need your name, your game, and the spread. Tolos Sean, Palmetto Buckeyes, Tigers Dakota, Hurricane Jeff, he's got his picking. He just stopped by here. He's texting.
He was
call
literally
is
looking
coming
right
from
there.
Inside the house.
Yeah.
How about that?
Is that what movie is that? When a Stranger Calls?
Is it?
When a Stranger Calls?
I mean, it happened in the movie Scream.
Oh,
right?
No.
He was inside the house.
No, I'm thinking about when you've seen When a Stranger Calls, right?
No.
I believe it's like two kids that are – it's an old movie, and the call does come from inside the house. It's kind of similar. Anyways, rabbit trail.
Isaac, Leprechaun of Lyman, Kevin Ramsey. Hurricane Jeff, by the way, he's going with a big swing this week. He's going home dogs Marshall over James Madison.
Hey,
and
no,
here's what's crazy, Cole.
Right?
I just saw a guy walk through here with a James Madison alum sweatshirt.
I did see that.
A while ago.
I did see that. Isn't that crazy?
That's
you
wild.
Didn't think. But you know what? James Madison, man, like it's a big school. It's not huge. It's not Ohio State big, but it's a big school, and I don't see it happening. I don't see that happening. I like JMU a lot. I said last week I think I'm adopting JMU as my new team just because of their color schemes.
Yeah.
And everybody else in our state sucks. So I think I'm declaring that I might be a JMU fan.
Just shy of 23,000 students, Cole, which makes it about the same size as Clemson. My picks, Cole, I'm looking at a couple of different games. I did look at that one, Hurricane Jeff. I'm not sure yet if I'm going to go with you on it. The JMU Marshall game.
That's bold.
You're right. It's Marshall is a home dog. It's a rivalry game. Anything could happen here. I'm also looking at Southern Miss at Arkansas State plus 4.5. This is a battle for first place in the West in the Sun Belt. That's an interesting one. It's not worth a ton of points there. I'm looking at Oregon at Iowa. Plus 6.5. Iowa home dog. They've been playing really good defense, giving up an average of less than 10 points a game over the last 3 weeks, hosting Oregon. So that could be really interesting. It's also going to be cold and rainy this weekend in Iowa. So maybe that slows Dante Moore down just a little bit. And then Cole, I'm also looking at 0-8, Sam Houston, plus 20.5.
Oh, my God.
At Oregon State.
You been hanging out with Dewey?
Who fired their head coach, and they've won two in a row. So this is really interesting.
Really, really. Hey, let me ask you about this one. And by the way, Tolos, if you just tuned into the show, get your upset pick in right now. We're calling for 45 entries is the number we're looking for here in this very first segment. 844-326-3663. We need your name, the game, and the spread. Again, 45 entries. Let's get this thing back on the train tracks. Let me ask you, can I interest you in this one? 1 o'clock Saturday.
Okay.
Conference USA, baby. The biggest, the baddest, the largest, the best. It just means more. Conference freaking USA. Liberty at 4-4.
Okay.
Not a good year.
Nope.
They are hosting Missouri State. Missouri State's 5-3. Is that what they are?
The Bears.
Bears. So they're hosting the Bears from Missouri State. 5-3 Missouri State. They're 3-1. Both teams are 3-1 in conference play.
Yeah.
Liberty is favored by 7.5 points. Can I interest you? And then the Bears on Saturday, Diesel.
Missouri State at Liberty.
Come on. Come on. Take the candy.
I don't know. Missouri State did capture my imagination last week when it was revealed that they have a bathroom inside their stadium that you can look out of the windows and still have a view of the field. That's awesome. We need more of that in this country, but I don't know, man.
No.
I don't know if that's going to be tantalizing enough to me.
Mm.
So you said you had your pick all ready to go. Are you willing to reveal it this early?
I am. Here's where I am, though. I do have my pick, but I also have about two more.
You're undecided.
No, I think I'm going to send in three. That gives me a better chance to hit, right?
So are you playing as three different players in this thing, Cole?
No. Maybe that's what my strategy will be next year. That's a good idea. I've never thought about
that. Not bad.
I do have a strategy I'd like to propose in just a second. But to answer your question, I was looking at Stanford over North Carolina. North Carolina's horrible. Stanford's horrible as well. But North Carolina's favored by 7.5 points.
Who's horribler?
Record-wise, UNC is, because they're 1-3 in conference. Stanford's 2-4. So, both teams are bad. And I think that's a big spread. Maybe I just picked that one, Stanford to cover.
Plus, North Carolina doesn't know how to finish games. Twice we've seen them get taken down at the goal line on potential game winners. So think how different this UNC season could look. It still wouldn't be a great season. Don't get anybody wrong there.
All right.
But, it could be considerably different.
I've got mine.
Okay.
I've got my pick, my upset pick. At 844-326-3663, I'm giving it to you live on the air, not texting it in. But I am riding with the boys in blue of BYU.
Okay.
To upset, a massive upset over Texas Tech. BYU is a 10.5 point dog. BYU, though, Diesel, they're 8-0. They're 5-0 in the Big 12. And like I said, going into Lubbock, Texas, at Jones AT&T Stadium, not Jerry Jones's AT&T Stadium.
Not that Jerry.
But
his brother
they're
Barry.
Going in. That's right. They're going in as 10.5 point dogs. And this BYU team, like I said, they're playing with a little mojo. They've got confidence. And I think they're a good team. And guess what? Saturday, due for a big upset. And dadgummit, this is going to be the upset.
What does Vegas know here, though? Because this, according to the rankings, is the number 7 and the number 8 team going head-to-head. Texas Tech, the home team, they're favored by 10.5. Why such a big spread?
It's probably because of BYU's schedule. They've beaten Iowa State. They did beat Utah, but they only beat them by 3. They beat Arizona in double overtime. They beat West Virginia. They barely beat a horrible Colorado team.
Mm-hmm.
They beat ECU. They beat Stanford. And they beat Portland State. So they hadn't played anybody. And the toughest team they played was Utah, and they won by 3 in Provo. So you're right, it is a large spread, but it would be a big, big upset. But I do believe there's a little substance here with BYU. It's more than just the record. It's more than undefeated. I'm going with the BYU
Cougars.
Cougars.
Okay.
That's right. That should have known that mascot.
Interesting. Coach AJ is taking that same game. Maze and Brew is taking that same game. And there was one earlier who took it. Rory in Spartanburg also going with BYU plus 10.5.
Is that Rory McIlroy?
I don't know. Does Rory live?
I think he has a house in Spartanburg. Yeah, over there on the east side near Duncan Park. Yeah,
interesting. Cole, I'm going to make my pick right here, right now, on the spot. I am going to take. I'm going to take Iowa in nasty weather over Oregon.
That's a big
Iowa
one.
Plus 6.5 over Oregon.
Ooh.
They've been playing really good defense. Oregon has kind of kind of regressed the mean offensively. They're not bad, right? They're still putting up a decent number of points week in and week out. But I think that Iowa's going to get them this weekend.
I like it, Tolos. We need to keep it rolling. 844. We're running off the break, but we got to keep it rolling at 844-326-3663. Again, we need your name, the game, and the spread. We've had a pretty good turnout here in this 4 o'clock segment in terms of upset pick entries. But let's do this. Before we come back out of the break, let's get 10 more entries at 844-326-3663. Need your name, the game, and the spread in the upset picks challenge. Before we come back with our guest, Diesel, who you're about to introduce, mm-hmm. 10 more upset picks. If not, we're pulling the plug. Show's over. I'm just calling it. We got to do it. 10 more.
Let's go, Tolos. Get him to us. 844-FAN-PHONE. And coming up next, we're going to go to the heart of Carolina Panther country, and we're going to be talking to Travis Hancock, co-host of the Mac and Bone Show on 92.7 in Charlotte. Talking Panthers next.
She leave him?
Well, the Carolina Panthers off to, by their standards, a white-hot start in this 2025 NFL season. And to talk about it, we go right to the source. Talking Carolina Panthers in this segment with Travis Hancock, co-host of the Mac and Bone Show on 92.7 The Game in Charlotte. Travis, you know, you posted something really interesting this morning that the Panthers are 1-6 in the last seven games that you've attended. I just want to know, what is your eject point? Is it halftime? Is it third quarter? If they're down, what time are you going to make that final call? I got to get the heck out of here, hop on a Lime scooter, and get as far away from Bank of America Stadium as I can.
9 a.m. this morning after I posted that, because I went and checked Twitter later, and we know that when we post stuff, it's like, yeah, not a huge deal. I looked at it and said, why is there 180 things happening with this post right now? And then I went and scrolled, and I would say about 95% of it was, get out, don't go, how dare you. I mean, I was getting yelled at. Like, it went places I didn't think it would go. They were calling me an idiot. I was like, I thought it would go to like 10 people, we'd move on, and I forgot I posted it, and I lost all self-confidence after that. But I don't even want to watch the game on TV. Go to the game. I got beaten down today. I got canceled, I think. I got completely canceled.
Bone, what's up, man? It's Cole. Appreciate you hopping on with us. Bone of the Mac and Bone Show on WFNZ in Charlotte. Always appreciate your time, man. When you look at this season, the Carolina Panthers have a big opportunity Sunday at home. But let me ask you about this. Running the rock, Rico Dowdle. Is Dan Morgan, in your mind, going to get enough credit for the acquisition of Rico Dowdle coming from Dallas in the offseason?
You know, that's a great question because Dan Morgan seems to be talked about a lot when a draft pick doesn't work out or, you know, if Rico's not running well, it'll be, why did you sign him? But when guys do play well, maybe the GMs don't get enough of their credit, or all the focus goes towards did he hit on a draft pick or not, and not the value signings along the way. No, he deserves full credit. We went through that stage of trying to figure out why Dave Canales was balancing it out when the whole world knew that Rico is running better right now. We'll see what the future holds with Rico as a free agent. Chuba signed for the long haul. Jonathan Brooks in the pipeline, whatever he can provide as a drafted guy. But man, you talk about getting value back. Rico's on a 1-year, $2 million deal with incentives. And by the way, I'm pretty sure he's going to hit those incentives that he signed up for. But man, what a revelation. What a runner. And it's crazy too. He only had 7 carries in his first 3 years as a pro. So he's 27 years old, but played high school quarterback as well. He 27-year-olds very rarely have this little wear and tear in their body as running backs.
Talking to Travis Hancock, a.k.a. Bone, from the Mac and Bone Show in Charlotte. Where do you think Dave Canales and Dan Morgan's heads are at right now with Bryce Young? Because when I shake my magic eight ball and ask where is his ceiling, it says still unclear. Yeah, he's got a number one wide receiver for the first time in a while with Tet McMillan, but it's not like his production has really taken a leap compared to years 1 and 2. It seems like his ceiling is still somewhere around 175 yards, 1 touchdown, get you in field goal range 2 or 3 times. You know, as we're coming up to the draft here in a couple of months and looking ahead into 2027, do you think there is still a lot of question marks in Dave and Dan's minds?
Yeah, but there's still time to answer those. You don't have to pick up the option for a while, so you can let this play out another year if you want. They're winning games, and I think for them right now in the immediate, that's all that matters. They're winning games with Bryce, you know, not because of Bryce, and eventually maybe it gets to a point where you wanna put up huge numbers. But I think the way this organization has been for the last decade, I don't think they care what the numbers are. And actually, as a matter of fact, the game where Bryce threw for over 300 yards was against Arizona. So the formula actually has been the lower the numbers and Bryce manages the situation, they seem to be better. I think it's cutting down on the turnovers and the silly turnovers and the silly plays is the most important thing that goes above and beyond the numbers, the random drop fumbles, the interceptions in the end zone. The not getting out of bounds and getting like DJ Jazzy Jeff all the way across the Packers bench the other day when he kind of lollygagged out of bounds. Like it's all the silly plays to get rid of. I think they're hoping that the numbers are there. But I think for right now, this regime just wants to keep Tepper happy by winning football games, and down the line, they'll try to figure it out. But certainly a lot of questions remain with Bryce Young in that next contract.
Bone, it's interesting you bring that up. Are we leaving the territory that you've talked about, I'm sure, on your show multiple times on Mac and Bone, that Diesel and I have talked about multiple times? I kind of went back and forth with Mark Schlereth last year about this when it comes to what I call this double-edged sword of, yes, you want to win games, but if you also want really good draft picks, you have to be bad. You have to either choose to be good or choose to be bad. I brought it up to Mark Schlereth. He said, no, Cole, you're a freaking idiot. You want to win. You want to have a winning culture, and I totally get that. But my question is for you, are we leaving the territory? Is it now in the rearview mirror of that conversation of the Carolina Panthers just needing to be bad for good draft picks? Maybe that this new territory that we're arriving in is the Panthers actually contending for a division, as crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, and you know, normally, like, I'm with you where sometimes it doesn't matter just to get into the playoffs and have a one-off. I think this team is not trying to just get in and be one of those teams. They're trying. That's why they didn't make a lot of trades yesterday. They're not just going for it for 1 year, make any trades at all, I should say. They're just wanting to be consistently in because it's been such a long time since they were consistently good. So I think there are times when you go, yeah, is this worth it for a franchise to get in? I think for this team, it is because it's been such a slog, such a long ride to this point. How many rebuilds have they gone through? If this was the first rebuild, I would say, yeah, I mean, I get it, but I think they just want to give this fan base some happiness and at any cost. But I get it. I don't want this to be they get in and then they get smoked out of there and then they're not back. I want them to get in, but for it to mean something. I want them to build off of that. And it's going to be interesting when we talk about the playoffs because at 5-4 with New Orleans and Atlanta coming up, I think you have to start talking about the possibility. Schedule's tough when you've got Tampa twice, Seattle, the Rams, and the Niners outside of the games I just mentioned. So what's going to be the better path to get in? Is it going to be the wild card with all those teams in the North vying for that spot, those spots? The West is loaded up. Seattle's really good. Obviously the Niners and the Rams. Or do you hope that Tampa falls back to earth and you can catch them in the South? Tampa has New England, Indianapolis, and Buffalo the next three games. Then it gets easier for them, but if there's ever a time to maybe possibly catch them and make those two games at the end against Tampa really, truly matter, Panthers have to keep winning. And maybe this is the stretch here, these three games where the Buccaneers, you know, do they lose two out of three? So it's a very interesting time in the South. If Tampa rolls through this, there's no chance. But when you have those three games in a row with all those injuries, maybe Tampa comes back to earth just enough and the Panthers can be in the mix in the South.
Bone, can you give us a vibe check among those Carolina Panthers fans? You know, I tune in and I watch the games on TV and I hear a lot of noise when the Carolina Panthers are on offense, which means a lot of tickets inside of that stadium went to fans of the visiting teams. I don't know if we're going to see that this weekend with the Saints coming to town because they're just plain awful. But from your perspective, from right there in the heart of Charlotte, how are the fans kind of reacting to this little mini run? Are they cautiously optimistic? Are they starting to become a little bit bullish? Are they going to be selling off a lot of their tickets to anybody who will buy them?
It's a little bit split and it's a little bit complicated at the moment because it's getting better, but then we're not far off from the Buffalo debacle where they got blown out a couple weeks ago. But then, you know, they returned home this week after a huge win. So if they would have gotten blown out by Green Bay, which I anticipated they would, it would have been back to the woe is us, you know, fire everybody. But it's very week to week right now. Like the post Buffalo week was like, I got to be honest with you, it wasn't going well over here. And then this past week was like the opposite, where last week the negative people had their run, like Bryce is done, Bryce is cooked, Dave Canales. So all the negatives came out. And now this week, all the extreme positives came out that, you know, this team is, they may never lose again. So it's been very, like, very split. I do anticipate this week probably being positive again because of New Orleans just rookie quarterback, the hype after beating Green Bay. But the way this team goes, New Orleans seems doable, but, like, they play Atlanta in a couple weeks, beat them 30-0 the first time. But Atlanta's also very up and down, more down lately, but this – you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the roller coaster comes back down towards the grass. So, I mean, it's just, it's very week to week. It can be extreme highs and extreme lows. And I got to tell you, it's exhausting me right now. I'm very, very tired.
You sound like it, man. I can tell. I can tell in your voice. Hey, Bone, let me ask you this big picture question. Does what's happened in Indianapolis give Panther fans hope? Should it give Panther fans hope from the sense of, guys, this is a Colts franchise that was a laughingstock just a couple of short days ago, it felt like, with Anthony Richardson and that debacle. And now you get Daniel Jones. And everybody predicted Daniel Jones going into Indy being the best quarterback in 2025, right? Everybody thought that was going to happen. And then you say, oh, when you have a good roster and you can play solid defense, and you can run the ball. You can go get a Daniel Jones and plug him in. And then, oh, by the way, you can go get a Sauce Gardner and be a Super Bowl contender. Does that formula kind of give Panther fans hope if Bryce isn't the long-term option 5 years down the road?
Well, yeah, it's been sort of the trend lately is the quarterbacks that move around of that were high draft choices that, you know, they land in the right spot, right coaches, right time, they succeed. Daniel Jones, the example. But the issue with that for Panthers and Panther fans is we've been going through this for so long, they tried to rectify Sam Darnold and other teams have. Yep. They tried to fix Baker Mayfield and the division rival has. So we've actually tried this before, and it's possible. Like, who's the next Daniel Jones? It feels now like there's always another one coming, whether it's Darnold, Mayfield, Jones. Like, who's the next guy that just needs a change of scenery? Maybe it's Bryce off the Panthers somewhere. That's a possibility too, by the way, that Bryce goes somewhere and finds his way. Who knows? But yeah, no, it's certainly with the way that the Colts are playing and how, you know, they're built with the offensive line and Jonathan Taylor. And no, I think that's a great example. And it's funny that you bring up the Colts because we also ask a lot, can the Hornets be the Pacers a lot? So it's almost like we just want to be Indianapolis. We want that St. Elmo's Steakhouse. We just want to be them at times, I guess. We're always trying to be them. And by the way, the Hornets really haven't really been the Pacers, but that's for a different interview, I guess. Yeah.
Talking to Travis Hancock, you know him as Bone from the Mac and Bone Show. You mentioned it there a few minutes ago about the Carolina Panthers not doing anything at the trade deadline. There was, you know, talk about Asante Samuel coming in and looking around and kicking the tires on things, but ultimately they didn't make any moves before that trade deadline. Do you see nothing happening at the deadline as clear and undisputable evidence that the flag is being planted, draft and develop, get younger, get younger, get younger, and not go after guys that are going to be, you know, half a season rental players or maybe 1 year guys?
Yeah, maybe it's just not time yet. They do appear like maybe they're ahead of their own schedule, and from what we've heard internally, that they didn't really expect to win a whole lot this year inside the building, that this was kind of the year before the year before they expected improvements in the win column, but they're getting them now. So we've seen that before, too, where teams try to rush it, that, oh, we're ahead of schedule. So I commend the front office. You know, you'll have plenty of time in the offseason. They got $30 million as of now in cap money to mess with, and, of course, their draft choices and whatever they want to do. They're not paying the quarterback, you know, that top-dollar money, so they've got some things they can do there. So I think it's just stay the course. If they keep winning throughout this season, then maybe they go a little bit above what they want to in the offseason. But I think it's the right mindset. We've seen teams before try to – we talked a minute ago about, hey, let's not just make this a one-year cameo in the postseason. Let's not just go all in, trade, sign players, and go get it. The Hornets, again, I'll mention them. They've done that a lot here where they try to go for it for one season, then they get stuck with, like, you know, a random dude, and it's like, oh, that's all right, he's still here. So you don't want to, like, have that happen. So I think it's just stay the course. You're ahead of schedule. Don't rush it. And, you know, we've been through this for a long time now. I don't think a few more months of staying the course like this is going to hurt. So I think that was the right call. And then in the offseason, we'll see where this team is at and where the money can go.
Bone, as we let you go, you will be at the bank Sunday. Where can a guy that has never met Bone and Cole Bryson — I've been on your show, you've been on my show — where and how can I meet Bone Sunday? We got to make it happen.
See, this is a trick question because you know all these people want to run me out of there, so you want me to tell you exactly where I'm going to be so I get jumped in the alley.
How'd you know?
We have the WFNZ Doghouse, a tailgating spot right across the street
right
from the stadium, so depending on the mood of the locals there towards me, I'll probably be hanging out there somewhere in that neighborhood. I'll be wearing the Bryce Young jersey. I'll be wearing that. So look for me.
So if I get there early, I have to leave Spartanburg pretty early to get to beat the traffic to get up in the press box in time. If I get there early, park, get squared away, come over to the WFNZ tailgate. How's that?
Do that, man. By the way, can I say we miss Spartanburg, our yearly trip there for training camp?
Yeah.
I miss, man, Spartanburg. I miss the two Krispy Kremes near each other. I miss, man, the camaraderie of – I'm being serious. I used to enjoy that. There was something special about training camp for us going down to Spartanburg. I don't miss the heat because I almost died once. But, like, I really honestly enjoyed going to Spartanburg. I miss being down there for training
camp. We miss it too, man. Appreciate you as always, Bone. We'll see you soon.
All right, man. Take care, guys.
Travis Hancock of the Mac and Bone Show on WFNZ. Good stuff. Talking Carolina Panthers. Diesel audio from Chipper Jones on the Walt Weiss hire in Atlanta. A lot of Braves fans have had mixed emotions on that. Well, this audio from Chipper Jones might make you feel better. We'll have it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, you know, Diesel, everybody's mad that Walt Weiss was hired to be the manager for the Atlanta Braves. But maybe, just maybe, all you need is a little reassurance from the GOAT, Chipper Jones. What he say when it comes to Walt Weiss? We'll react to this audio from Chipper. Maybe. Maybe. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. It's not. This is on me. Don't fuss at the end studio. All you Tolos out there, don't be mad at John. This one's on me this time. Maybe. That's right. We always blame the producer, but the audio's not wanting to cooperate. Maybe we'll get the audio back. Well, I'll try to send it to John.
While you're figuring that out, I want to remind our Tolos that the Upset Picks Challenge is live. Need your picks for week number 11. Go to ESPN.com. Find a game where you think the underdog wins outright, and then text us at 844-FAN-PHONE, your name, your game, and the spread.
Hey, we had a pretty good turnout
so
far, right?
Good start. Off to a good start. Still want to hit around that 50 to 60 mark by the end of the show today. That means Tolos, get in your upset picks. One of the most popular so far has been Cole's pick. He went BYU over Texas Tech. BYU 10.5-point road dogs.
You like it, Dan?
They get that upset. You get 10.5 points. That is a big jump.
We're getting it. We're freaking getting it. Hey, let me give y'all a stat. I've got the audio fixed. The last time Dan B and I both chose a game, it hit. SMU,
oh,
baby.
God. You're reaching now.
Oh, yeah, we're reaching.
Grasping at straws. Keith and TR says he'll take South Carolina plus 12.5 over the bye week.
Also, you've got to have a little bit of hope in this thing. You got to have a little bit of faith. Here's what Chipper Jones had to say about Walt Weiss.
It's a seamless transition.
That's terrible audio, isn't it?
That locker room.
Is that bad?
It sounds really robotic.
Now me and you sound... Dude,
what did you do? What did you do,
John? Do we sound robotic to you?
This is like a radio. This is like a promo. This is a
what
promo.
Just happened. What just?
I am Iron Man.
Diesel. Do we sound this way to everybody or just us?
You sound robotic.
We do sound robotic.
Do the scene from Bane. Can you do that?
Do you feel it, Josh?
All right.
I understand. This is more entertaining than just
John. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to forward you this audio and have you play it, and Diesel and I are going to reconnect with the Comrex. I don't know what happened, but let me know, John, when you get the audio that I just sent to you of Chipper Jones. We sound like robots all of a sudden. What do we do? Why don't we sound robotic? Dan B's telling us we sound like robots on Odyssey. Yeah, we're going to fix it. I think it's a connection issue. We're going to disconnect from the Comrex. We are on location. John, did you get that audio? John, let me know when you did on your email. Fire that off, and we are going to try to get a better connection for the third hour of the show, because we've got Bill Bender coming up, more upset picks. We've got to hear a story about a baseball. I'm excited for that. Did you get the audio,
feels
John?
Feels like an episode of Seinfeld that we're being set up for. Somebody spit on him from a direction he doesn't know where it came from.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got the email.
Do you see the link when you scroll down, John? This is great radio.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a link. And see if you can play that. And again, I want to get to this Chipper Jones audio, and then Diesel and I are going to get our audio fixed. All kind of audio issues on location at Ingles. But we are going to get it fixed, John, as soon as you have it fired off, and we'll be right back in just a few moments.
I got it.
All right, let's stand by.
Let's hear from Chipper Jones.
Man, Chipper Jones. Didn't realize it was going to be this difficult.
Didn't realize he had that kind of reach.
Transition. Make sure it's not muted on the video, but
putting myself
other than
in
that, John, you should be good.
That locker
good?
Room,
no?
In uniform, spikes on. I want somebody that I trust from day one. I want somebody who has the clubhouse from day one. Somebody new, somebody who, you know, doesn't have any experience, they have to earn it, and we have to wait for that, you know. And I think this is it's the right fit for this team. They've all bled baseball together, and everybody trusts Walt, knows that he has their back, and that's pretty important to the guys inside that clubhouse.
Give me something about his personality, because you've been around him enough.
Dog. He's a dog, man. And he's he hasn't been given the opportunity to get, overly emotional. But you heard him today. You know, he said sometimes Snit has to settle me down. You know, I go in to check on Snit, and Snit ends up, having to settle me down. So patience is big with him. But I would dare say he knows when to pat somebody on the back, and he knows when somebody needs a foot in their rear end, and he will put his foot in somebody's rear end.
Why is chronologically, when people will bring up age in this game, I understand there's guys that are younger and there are guys who are older. What does old mean in this game? Like, why is that a knock?
Seasons, you know? I mean, it means you've been through it, you know? It means that I can't tell you, you know, when guy walks in the clubhouse and he's got 14 years of playing experience under his belt, and, you know, championships under his belt, and then, you know, 12 years of experience in the coaching realm, he walks in with instant street cred, you know, and you're like, okay, I can go to battle with this guy. This guy, you know, he fought and scratched for everything he earned as a player. You know, he was a I don't think he'll get too mad at me for saying this, he was a light hitting shortstop. You know, I mean, he certainly held his own, but a light hitting shortstop. He made his money, you know, picking it on defense, and heck, won us a ton of games with his glove during the course of the year with that creature glove he had for his whole career.
Did you have to help him fix that thing at one point?
I broke it. Yeah. I think I killed it. Yeah. So we always used to warm up before the game in spring training. I was like, I will retire that glove this year at some point. Sure enough, I think we were in Houston and we were warming up in front of the dugout, and I threw a seed at him and it went right through that thing, and he had to use another glove for the first time maybe ever, you know. But this thing was put together with duct tape and baling wire, man. It was nasty. I love that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.